Jennifer, you want to say anything on this?
We're here to request names for your appointment steering committee.
There's nothing in our binder, right?
You should have a cover memo that recaps what we talked about last Monday, and also a three-page blurb on the commitment of a steering committee member would be making to the process.
But we're not going to vote on members tonight, or are we?
That was the request.
Okay.
It was discussed at work session on Monday with the intent of it being appointed tonight. If you defer to a later date, that's your problem.
Do you want to read out the names of those people who you would be appointing? My sense of confusion is that I'm not sure that we got the list finalized for tonight's meeting. I saw lots of drafts, openings, multiples. It didn't look to me like we finalized a list. So maybe we did, and I just missed it.
I just want to say that basically, I know Adrian has not had a chance to do that. We just got her a computer to do that. I'd like to just put it off until the meeting of the 11th to allow. I mean, those names to be kind of finalized out there whenever you have an opportunity. It's, you know, it's not her. It's not like she's playing hooky or anything. And it can't be here.
That's
just got her on the computer here.
Okay. Any discussion on the motion to this? I just got one thing. What is the total number that we finally arrived at? Did we arrive at a final number for this committee, Jennifer?
The guidance in the package of information you received from staff was somewhere between 8 and 12 people. I served as the keeper of the list, but certainly not a decision maker of the list. The last email update you would have received was probably about 3:30 today. Some people had recommended names, some people had recommended sources, some people had recommended both. So I think we ended up with more than 12 names, but it's a list you could cull from.
So basically our ideas, our plans are, we'll get Adrian to chime in, give this list to the mayor, let him go through it. Okay? Okay, we've got a motion on the floor to defer this, the appointment of the comprehensive plan steering committee. Does this create a problem with our comprehensive land use plan moving forward?
Not at all.
Sounds good. Okay. Any discussion? Any more discussion? All those in favor of deferring this until the 11th of May meeting, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Passes 5-0. Okay, other business, I see no other business at this time. Is there any public comment cards? You already spoke. We know who you are. Come on up.
I wanted to follow up on a comment that Danny Ross had made about a grace period for business licenses. I think that would be in good order, and also that Danny Ross had mentioned about advertising to the business community. As I'm speaking now on behalf of the Dunwoody Chamber of Commerce, that as we have been talking with businesses in the area about the chamber, many of the businesses don't even realize there is a city of Dunwoody, especially when you're looking at businesses around the Perimeter Mall area. So it's news to them that the city of Dunwoody even exists. We're not really sure even where the boundaries are. So I think it's, that's something to consider in trying to get, advertisers to get the word out. They don't even know about the Dunwoody Crier. It's not a publication that they're familiar with. So publicizing.
Perish the thought.
Yes, I know.
I'm just saying, as
we talk to the businesses in the area,
I have no sense of humor.
I don't take it personal. I know how to. But I'm just saying, that's what we're experiencing as we're talking to businesses. So I just wanted to pass that on to you. And a lot of times businesses they have other people who take care of their paperwork. So they have agents for their businesses. And then many times those businesses are not aware of the city.
Joan, in the future, would you please direct them to us?
Thank you, John.
Thank you for your comment.
I filled out a card earlier. Is it possible for me to ask one question?
Sure. You can't ask the question. Just make a comment.
Still Rosemary Rutland, Dunwoody resident in Georgetown. As Councilman Wetterstein mentioned about what does the farmer's market do prior to the vote on the 11th, I'm just wondering, is there any reason, since unless the Spruillhaus would say no, that they couldn't meet that one Wednesday in May at the Spruillhaus, since they have been there for how many years now? I'm just throwing that out because they've been there. It's obviously not caused an issue in the past for people. So I'm just wondering, is that a possibility for them? I mean, I, for one, am anxious to get my produce, and I won't get it until after you vote. So anyway, I'm just throwing that out there.
Thank you very much.
My name's Melissa Flock. I'm the owner and sole operator of Blossom Hill Farms. I'm also the vice chair, secretary, and treasurer of the market. Well, I've got one job now. I wanted to real quickly address you about opening the market at a later date. For all of our vendors, we're looking at several thousand dollars lost in revenue among all of us, which is a huge impact on us. So if there is some way that we can expedite the opening or expedite the vote or allow us to operate at Spruill, it's imperative for us because this is our money. This is our livelihood. And all night long, I've been getting lots and lots of questions from vendors who are in panic mode, because we may not be open until the 20th. And so we're looking at hundreds of dollars for small people, thousands for all of us combined. So it's just something for the council to consider, because it's our livelihood. It's really important that we make this money so we can keep coming back. So if you would consider letting us open at the original start date of May 6th, or work at Spruill, or some kind of compromise so that we're not losing so much money, we would really appreciate it.
Thank you, ma'am.
If I can, I've got two things. One, on the farmer's market issue, you've got a zoning process that has been advertised, and the vote will be on May 11th and cannot modify that. Mm-hmm. If council would allow me, I can handle this issue with the farmer's market folks and work out what their options would be without any council action that would be necessary.
I think that's
the second thing, Mr. Mayor, if I may, the issue of the grace period, which staff thinks is a good idea. The ordinance right now would not permit that. What I would suggest y'all do at this meeting is by 2/3 vote, amend the agenda for tonight, add a item where the council would make a motion to authorize the city manager to allow for a 30-day grace period, and that would then provide me the authority necessary to do what is necessary to allow any businesses that come in now that would be under penalty delay that 10% penalty and 1% per month for 30 days from April 15th to May 15th start date.
With that, I will entertain a motion.
I will make that motion.
And I'll second it.
Okay. Well, you need two. One is to amend the agenda, and the second is
right.
Right. Motion to amend the agenda.
To add an item.
To add an item.
What item?
The item number is B.
You don't need to know the number, just
I don't know. Whatever.
To deal with business license grace period.
Right. All right. And I will second the motion to add an item to discuss a potential grace period.
Okay. That requires a 2/3 vote. And where there's any discussion? Okay, seeing no discussion, we'll vote on amending the agenda item to allow a 30-day grace period for businesses to pay their business license. All in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed, same sign. Passes 5-0. Okay, now we've amended the agenda. Now we will vote on the, if I see it, I'll entertain a motion to allow the city manager to have a 30-day grace period for business license.
We do that, but I want to ask a question first, Warren. Were going to put that out to May 15th. I'd recommend we stretch it out to May 30th because we've already burned a couple of weeks of that.
Yeah, what I was going to recommend is two things, whether this is the appropriate time or discussion, is the two elements of the as a motion as we make it on the fly here. One is to set a definite date where the grace period ends. Uh-huh. And then the second thing is, how do you deal with the folks that, I don't know if there are any at this point that have already paid penalty, but I would put in the motion that we would refund any penalty that they've paid from April 15th to now, because you want an equal playing field.
Right.
For those folks, and it's only been 12 days, so I put those two on.
To run that out to May 30th, and using what Warren's term was, is anybody that's prepaid or already paid a penalty to waive that or have the city return that?
Second that.
In arrears back to the 15th.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor to extend business license to the 30th of May, and anyone who has paid the penalty for late payment will be refunded by the city. It's been made and seconded.
Public comments.
Okay, is there any public comments? Forward time. Okay, seeing none. Is there any discussion? Seeing none. Okay, we'll now vote on the motion that to extend the business license deadline to the 30th of May. And anyone?
No.
City manager to waive any penalties that have been issued or should be issued from April 15th until May 30th, 2009.
And Sharon has that captured.
And to refund any penalties that have already been assessed, if any, which I don't think there have been any.
Okay, I'll second that amendment. Okay, any discussion? Okay, that's the amendment, so we'll have to open it up to public comment. Is there any public comment, pro or con? Everybody's falling asleep, I can't blame you. Okay, so we'll vote on the amendment to the motion that we waive penalties through the 30th of May for business license, and any that has been paid, any penalty that has been paid will be refunded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay, now we'll vote on the original motion as amended that states that now that we will waive all penalties, we'll waive all penalties through the 30th of May, and we will refund any penalties that have already previously been paid. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, it passes 5-0. Okay, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I so move.
Sir, executive session.
Moved by Robert.
Is there executive session? No. Okay, that means it's on the agenda. That's why I'm asking.
Okay, second by who?
I second.
John, second?
Yeah, second.
Okay, all those in favor of adjourning, may you say aye?
Good.
I'm not entertaining noise.
Yeah.
He wanted you to announce that we're going to plant the sign on May 1st.
I wasn't sure if that was a public information or not. So I figured I'd ask you if it was public information.